And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you're having a good day. And it's now time for Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank. And you can get a hold of them at their offices right now. Their offices are open right now to take calls. 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. 1-8800. Be sure to call them right now. They are open. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's a great day to be here. The sun's shining, frost out there this morning, but it's a beautiful, beautiful day. And I wanted to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And I don't know how to say what I want to say, but Christ is the answer for all of our problems, all of our needs, all of our situations. He is the answer. So I'm just thankful for him this morning.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the frost out there. It looks absolutely beautiful with the sun glistening off of it. It's just very, very cool to see this morning. Very beautiful to see this morning. And again, thank you for our opening today. And Charles, good morning. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. And what will you be talking about today? Something with the retirement, correct?
That's right, Kyle. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. And Dad, there's... When people think about retirement and they're on this side of retirement, they haven't retired yet, and they're thinking about pulling the trigger. There's a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainty, adjustments. Adjustments and expectations that they have. And I'd like to talk about what your first year of retirement can look like.
Right.
And some things to watch out for. Because sometimes retirement is projected on TV like you're on vacation 24/7.
Yes.
And you're on the beach.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying the sunshine and really just...
Counting the waves.
Yeah.
Counting the waves as they come in and counting them tomorrow to see if we missed any of them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not real life.
That's right.
And the reason... Sometimes we think it's going to be like vacation is because when we leave our current job, the most common reason we leave our current job for any amount of time, for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, is for a vacation.
Right.
So when I leave my job for good, it's going to be like a vacation.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, but one thing to remember is that it won't feel like vacation.
Right.
Right.
It might for a week or so, a couple, 3 weeks maybe.
Right.
But there's a lot of adjustments. A lot of adjustments. And, you know, if you have been running a whatever you do at work and you're in control and you're in charge at work and you get on vacation, or I'm sorry, you retire, and all of a sudden, you want to take control at home, and maybe the other spouse is in control at home.
Yeah, that's sort of, maybe she's the CEO of the house.
Yeah.
And you come home, and you want to be the CEO of the house. And,
yeah.
And sometimes there has to be an adjustment.
And you didn't figure in the cost of a marriage counselor in your budget. But here you are needing one.
Right. And,
you know, so it's important for spouses... It's important for spouses to visit and talk about what retirement's going to look like. It's important for you to include your spouse in your plan so that you're not surprised when life happens. And it's just important for you, there to be communication.
Yeah. And sometimes in a marriage, maybe the wife expects husband to be out working and now he's not, and what's he up to, what's he good for, and sometimes you might need to consider having some retirement activity, whether it's volunteering, whether it's mentoring, helping those that are maybe in your field that are new, that you have experience, and maybe you don't want to do the 9-to-5, but you can help them with your wealth of experience. You need to... Now, some people are perfectly happy to hang out and fiddle around in their garage and plant a garden.
Right.
Maybe go hunting or different things like that. But other people still feel somewhat connected to their job or to their
They feel the need to be connected to something. And we're all different.
That's
and
right.
God made us all different. And so some people just want to be connected to other people. I think most people really do. There's a few that are kind of maybe recluse, but typically speaking, most people want to be in community to some point at least.
Right. It's funny. Sometimes I'll ask people, I say, well, do you miss your job? They say, well, I don't miss the job, but I miss the people.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, it's not like you're going to say, well, I miss machine number 17. That was a really good machine.
Yeah.
It's the relationships that we build. And in some workplaces I've seen where they have opportunities where retirees can come in and work a day or two or three a week.
Right.
And they can benefit from their wealth of experience. And then the retiree can benefit from being somewhat connected and still connected and still giving, but at the same time, not having to push so hard as they were on a full-time basis.
And, you know, I heard of a guy that was he loved scuba diving, and he'd really never been able to do much scuba diving. But at 62, he figured out that he could take his Social Security early. And, of course, we don't have very many scuba diving places around here. But and he could teach scuba diving, which didn't pay a lot of money, but it would let him do what he wanted to do and enjoy doing and let him be with people that he enjoyed. And it was a challenge for him for that reason, he wanted to take his Social Security early, retire from his other job, and take on a new career type thing that he thought he would enjoy more, mm-hmm. that he felt real passionate about.
Right. That might be something like hunting around here. That's sort of a more common thing. There's hunting guides. There's all kinds of opportunities now for people to work solo or to do things in maybe activities or hobbies or something that are meaningful to them.
You know, if you're a guy that shows up at work all the time you have for 30 years and you're retiring, and you think, well, I need something to do, not necessarily so much for a paycheck, but just to be with people and to feel like I have a purpose in life. You know, if you're a guy that knows how to fix stuff around the house, maybe you've done a little plumbing, maybe you've done a little electrical work on your own, hardware stores and lumber yards and that sort of thing would be possibly glad to have you on staff to help somebody that's coming in looking for a solution to their problem, because you could help them possibly find that solution with your experience, and the employer would be glad to have you, you know, 2 or 3 days a week or whatever for your experience, and because you show up every day and you show up sober mm-hmm. and not
that's
hungover.
Right. That's right.
Because they're having a hard time finding people right now.
Yeah. I think in our day and age, there couldn't be a better time to be have more opportunities and more flexible options, because employers are looking for people, and there's just a world of options out there. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more things to consider about your first year of retirement. Kyle?
All right. So we'll go ahead and take that break. 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about retirement. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning in Southeast Kansas. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, joining us this morning talking about retirement. And their offices are open right now. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Give them a call. Again, their offices are open right now. And Charles, Bat's been talking about retirement this morning.
That's right, Kyle. Your first year of retirement. There's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of things that how we think things will go. And then there's the reality of how they actually do go. And one thing that people struggle with is a change in their identity. They go from employed and working to unemployed, retired. And it's common, you know, people, one of the first questions people ask is, what do you do? Well, I'm retired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I always say, so what did you do when you was working? Or if people tell me, I'm self-employed. So are you a moon? Do you make moonshine or what do you do? I mean.
Right, right.
So we want to know what describes a person. Are they a roofer? Are they a, you know, sheet metal worker? Are they... Are they mechanic, diesel mechanic, car mechanic? We just have to have a little box we kind of fit people in, it seems like, sometimes.
Right. And I know sometimes we don't like being defined by what we do.
Right.
And sometimes we do like to be defined by what we do. Maybe our title or our position or our years of service and all of those things. So everybody's a little different. But losing that identity as an employee can be a little stressful.
Can be an adjustment because all of a sudden you're kind of a nobody where you used to be a somebody.
Yeah. And so I encourage people to find a different identity.
Right.
Find a, maybe I'm a, and everything we throw out, everybody's going to say, you know, some group of people is going to say, well, that's crazy. A crossing guard. I've seen a lot of retirees become a crossing guard. But that gives them meaning to help kids and to protect them. And so whatever it is, be on the lookout for a new identity. You know, another adjustment that happens in our first year of retirement is feeling out of the loop. And before you were connected with your coworkers and your employer and you were, you know, maybe in charge and in command and you had
People under you.
You were wearing different hats. And,
yeah.
And now that's gone.
Right.
That's gone. You can feel out of the loop. And that can throw people for a loop.
Right.
And so I would just say we don't have all the solutions for these feelings or these, you know, circumstances, but be prepared.
And we want to try to help people as they think about retirement. We want to help people to help. We want to help prepare people for that financially as well as mentally. We want to help people we want to have suggestions and ideas that we can share that may help people to make a smooth transition from the workplace to retirement.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Finally, one of the most important jobs in retirement is to stay retired. You know, anybody can retire.
Right.
It only takes about, you know, 2 weeks notice or whatever. Anybody can retire.
Or quit their jobs, what you're saying.
Yeah. But staying retired is a whole different story.
Right.
And staying retired means that you continue to guide and manage your financial situation, your financial resources, so that they are sufficient for you to stay retired.
Right.
You might have to put a roof on your house or buy a new car, or maybe you help one of your children buy a house possibly. And that all of those things you want to be prepared for in retirement, to where if you have to get a new roof or a new whatever, that it's not going to sink your boat.
Right, right. But, you know, when you talk about staying retired, retirement, a lot of it is a mindset. Now, you know, if you've worked at the same job for 40 years and punched the clock for 40 years and packed your lunch for 40 years, I understand wanting to make a change. I understand being burnt out and saying, I can't do this any longer. But there's a lot of productivity, a lot of knowledge that people have. And with people living longer, they can take up when you talk about staying retired, they can take up a second. Well, Colonel Sanders is a perfect one. He you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken came about after he retired. And there's a lot of energy, a lot of knowledge. And so people could still do something, but they can do something they really enjoy doing.
That's right.
they can do something they really enjoy doing and really feel passionate about. Maybe it's ministry. Maybe it's ministry. There's just so many things, so many needs. And I just want to encourage people to find what fulfills you and how you can help your neighbors and your and the community.
Yeah. Sometimes people will go and coach softball or baseball or, you know, spend more time with their grandkids. Another thing in retirement is you may have to move to maybe a cheaper home or a lower priced or lower
downsize.
And that's an adjustment. Maybe you have the same house that you raised all your kids in and it's designed for having four or five kids and you need a house that's designed just for you and mom.
Right.
You
without, and dad. Without steps and with bigger doorways and smaller yard to take care of and right. on and on. The everything changes in life. That's one thing we can be certain of. Change.
That's true.
Change in it. We need to embrace the change. We need to make it work for us the best we can and be content with it.
That's right. Well, I want to encourage our listeners, wherever you're at in your retirement journey, whether it's several years away or whether you're approaching it, if you have some questions about what retirement's going to look like for you and how you're going to manage it, this is our specialty. This is what we do. I want to encourage you to call us, contact us, set up a consultation time where we can help you navigate many of the decisions and curves and everything that come along with retirement. Our office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there, right down from Newton's True Value. You can reach us by phone there at 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800. We have an office in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, right across from the Southeast Kansas Clinic. You can reach us there by phone at 620-236-6930, 236-6930. And we look forward to hearing from you.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys again on Friday. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So we'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you want to answer today's Wilson Medical Center question of the day. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas.